As in years past, liberal Democrats are well represented at the party's convention in Chicago, and as usual, they will argue with centrists about environmental regulation, abortion rights, gay and lesbian issues, and especially welfare reform. But with the platform settled weeks ago, and the Democrats determined above all else to re-elect their president, liberals at this year's convention are wondering if they will have much of a say about the party's strategy or its direction. NPR's Cheryl Duvall reports.
Representative Maxine Waters of California sees a happy, unified gathering of delegates this week in Chicago, and what she sees doesn't necessarily make her happy.
Probably at this convention, Democrats aren't going to do much of anything. The people who come here kind of buying into the idea that in order to win you have to be unified are not about the business of doing any confrontation with the president.
As in 1992, when then-candidate Bill Clinton and President George Bush visited Waters' riot-stricken district in Los Angeles, the Congresswoman believes it is high time for a confrontation, this year over Clinton's signing of the welfare bill. She says she'll try during the convention to tell him what's on her mind.
Okay, Mr. President, you're up in the polls and you're going to be reelected to office. You've got four more years, you can't run anymore. You've got time to fix this thing.
Democrats such as Maxine Waters hope to accomplish at this convention something akin to what the Christian right was able to do in San Diego, that is, shift the party's agenda to reflect their goals and values. But in Chicago, there will be no fight over the platform. Party officials hope to minimize controversy inside the hall and to present a harmonious image to observers outside. That's why some groups also incensed about President Clinton's welfare reform, like the Children's Defense Fund, aren't even attending. Spokeswoman Leslie Bowersox says it's no longer worth the organization's time to go to political conventions as it did in the past.
They provide little opportunity for nonpartisan, nonprofit organizations such as the Children's Defense Fund to really have their voices heard.
Some organizations, however, are seizing whatever opportunities they can get. The non-tax-exempt Sierra Club, one of the few environmental organizations that can endorse political candidates, is conducting a voter education campaign this fall, and several members are also Democratic delegates. 4 years ago, the club backed Clinton, the Sierra Club president, Adam Warbeck.
We really believe that President Clinton can continue to be a strong advocate for the environment, but we need him to prove that. And we'll support whoever really proves that they're going to protect America's environment for our families and for our future.
That means the incumbent over Republican nominee Bob Dole, or even over Green Party candidate Ralph Nader, whose campaign they consider unlikely to succeed. But as the Sierra Club and other groups posit Dole as the antithesis of all they stand for, they also echo centrist Democrats' adoption of Republican-sounding rhetoric about family. Daniel Zingali, political director of the Human Rights Campaign, a leading gay and lesbian lobby, notes that families and friends of homosexuals are among the 250,000 people the organization has registered to vote. The Human Rights Campaign's appeal and its support for President Clinton have less to do, Zingali says, with gays in the military or same-sex marriage than with the Democratic Party's tradition of fairness.
At the same time that there is a move toward the center by the Democratic Party, it is absolutely essential that the party not abandon its core principles like non-discrimination. And yes, it's critical time for those of us who advocate for basic fairness to be here and to assert those core principles, or I think there could be a risk of the party going adrift.
Perhaps it was with an eye toward definition that the Democrats, relatively late, decided to make room in the convention program for representatives of its liberal wing, including Reverend Jesse Jackson and Kate Michelman, director of the National Abortion and Reproductive Rights Action League.
Was I surprised? Well, I do think that on the heels of the Republican convention, where the Republicans tried to hide their commitment to making abortions illegal, I think made it ever more important for those planning the convention to ensure that the commitment that the Democratic Party platform reflects to women's choices was highlighted.
As does everyone else interviewed for this story, Michelman emphasizes that even as the Democrats try to project a calm and unified picture this week, there are major differences between parties, differences that they, as liberals, still believe are worth pointing out. In Chicago, I'm Cheryl Duvall reporting.